What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your girl, Ray.
And today's spill is going to be dating and social media.
Yes, so all up in that relationship, liking pictures, we following each other, we blocking each other.
Taking the pictures down just to put them back up.
We gonna talk about it. Let's get wet.
Okay, so we gonna get into it. Dating, social media. Do you put up everything? Do you not put up everything? Do you feel like if your person, your significant other isn't posting you, does that mean they're hiding you?
Yeah.
What are our thoughts? What's your thoughts, Ray?
Well, first of all, let's go personal because that's obviously where we should start.
Yes.
Cannot say that I've been in a relationship and had the opportunity to have any of these issues with social media.
This is true.
Because I don't have relationships. So... but I will still give my thoughts on the matter. So I'm a person that just got back on social media, right?
Yes.
After like a 5-year hiatus or whatever, right. I made my way back so I can have a social media presence because we've got a podcast and different things that we want to do.
We have to promote.
So here I am. When I was on social media, I was active, but not like super active to where I'm posting everything all the time or anything like that. I was more watching than anything. So, and that was for probably the last year or two that I was on it. I mostly just watched, posted here and there. So my thoughts on one, I don't give a damn if you're on social media or not. Wait, no, let me back up. My number one, we ain't sharing no page. No shade.
Oh, the shared page.
This is not any shade to any couple that's out there that shares pages, because that could be cute sometimes if that's y'all vibe. I love couple pages, actually. Like, that shit's cute to me that y'all don't get, well, from what we can see, y'all don't get tired of each other, so where you need, you know, have to have your own pages. But for me, I need my own individuality.
Right.
And I need to say shit that's singular, speaking from my own point of view, perspective, whatever that thought is for the moment, and not necessarily need it to be linked to my spouse.
Right.
So for me, it's a no. But you can be on social media. You can follow me if you want to. You don't have to. I'm kind of private now. Like, I feel like the way I see when I do get in a relationship, because it would be so new to me and it would be something that I haven't shared with the world before, I don't think I would want to be on social media. Right. I want that to be private and between us. And so we can actually have something sacred between the two of us that's not publicly shared for everybody to know. That's not to say that we can't post a picture here and there, but y'all not gonna know how good he is to me, how bad he is to me, vice versa. Like, you know, maybe like a birthday shout out or something like that. And some, like I said, here and there. But I don't want you following our relationship, because I want that to just be between us.
Right.
So we can both be on social media. We don't have to be tagged in everything. It doesn't have to be saying, you know, Ray is in a relationship with whomever.
Right.
No, we don't have to do that. I want to comment on like the liking pictures or love heart eyes and pictures, you know, all that stuff. I kind of have some experience. Like, it was like way back when it was first starting, really, that was a thing. But I was never really with anybody. So I don't remember being all like jealous. Oh, you put, you know, you loved her picture or you did all that. I haven't been dealing with any situations really. And even the people that I've talked to that I wasn't in relationships with, we weren't friends, like on Facebook or whatever. Okay. Well, that's not entirely true. There was a time that we were a couple of them, but we weren't I mean, it wasn't nothing that we pay attention to. Like, it wasn't what it is today, because that type of shit, when so like the start of that whole little thing. So I haven't really experienced much in that, but I feel like I want to say that I'm not gonna be tripping. Like, if I'm good in my relationship, you know, with that person, and I know, I don't see why, because she's pretty and he liked that picture or whatever, that's gonna be anything,
an issue for you
that has to do with me.
Right.
I do, I guess I would say I can understand where people would be coming from if they got the guy that It's always, you always see his name on somebody half naked pictures or like, yes, twerking video. Like, mm-hmm, I do get like, okay, we're a representation of one another, mm-hmm, right? If everybody, this is a public, mm-hmm, relationship, so they know you, my man. And as soon as they go on something, they see such and such name right there.
You out here with the googly eyes, you
googly eyes, mm-hmm, and you commenting disrespectful shit, yes, or seemingly disrespectful to somebody that's in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could see that, but I just think it comes down to understanding and having that open communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because that may be perfectly fine for some people, because they're right, like, I don't want to act like I'm in a relationship on social media. That's behind, okay, that's our, mm-hmm, business behind closed doors. You my boo, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But on social media, I'm just, it's like, back to what I said, that's my individual,
mm-hmm,
shit right there. Right. Like, that's, mm-hmm, just me. It's not about us.
Right.
So I get that on that end too, but you still have to be respectful to your partner. So, mm-hmm, I feel like if you have that conversation,
absolutely,
and she doesn't like it, I'm not saying if she don't like it, you can't do it, but have a conversation.
Compromise.
Maybe you can compromise. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can put your heart eyes, you know, or your heart part the picture, but maybe you're not actually sending heart eyes, or, right, you know, maybe you're not actually commenting, or whatever it is. Or, yes, yeah, still follow the person, but can you not put your comments all over the place looking, yeah, thirsty, nigga? Like, what the, right, fuck? So I feel like that's compromise. That's meeting somebody halfway. That's, mm-hmm, trying not to necessarily change them, but just have them respect the fact that you are their person,
mm-hmm,
and while you may not put it on blast everywhere, it would still be nice for me not to feel like I don't exist,
correct,
in your world or whatever. So there y'all go, you welcome. Fix your shit.
I can say I've had relationships, I have not been in a relationship where the person actually would like comment or leave the kissy or hearts that, yeah, I didn't have any of that. Now, and I've never done the couple page, and I don't think I would ever do a couple page. I just don't, again, and it's not to knock anybody who does it. I think our co-producer G has a
oh, he does?
Page.
Oh,
he
shit.
So,
my bad.
But it's not to knock anybody with, yeah, a couple page, personal, because maybe you guys have come up with something that you want to share, mm-hmm, together as a,
yeah,
a
collectively,
duo,
and that's,
you know,
that's
what I
dope,
mean?
Like I said.
But I do agree that I would probably rather just keep my page just for me. I mean, because, right, there are things that I like that you may not like. There are things that I find funny you may not find funny.
That, yeah.
So I don't really see anything wrong with having individual pages. Following each other, cool beans. That's not, I've had that. We followed each other. We would also unfollow each other when we had attitudes. But that was more so not me. I was just like, oh, you want to follow me? Well, that button works both fucking ways. I can unfollow you as well. If it's up to me, I wouldn't do the follow, unfollow, because then you got to go back. It's a back and forth thing. So for, yeah, me, I wouldn't do that. But again, I was doing it just to be petty. Just to be petty.
I would not do that.
I
mean, I did it, but
yeah, because it's just like, that, dude, I'm gonna keep following you. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? But personally, to do it again, I just don't see the point in doing the back, yeah, and forth with that. Yeah. And I've had it to where post a thing. Of course, you post each other birthday or if, yeah, it's your anniversary, you,
right,
may do a little shout,
right,
out.
Right.
Stuff like that. If you guys have gone somewhere, post a picture. But as far as like you look on my page, because at this point, if you look at my page and all you see is you,
mm-hmm,
then it might as well be a cover page.
Right.
Like, I don't mind having a few things, shout outs or a few whatever. Oh, babe, look at this. Or, you know, mm-hmm, sometimes you see those really beautiful places and it says tag the person, mm-hmm, you would want to take type shit. You know, I don't see a problem with that, but I just feel like...
No, first, if we not going, nigga, like, soon, don't fucking tag me in that shit.
Well, my idea of tagging you is so you can put that in your mental Rolodex,
no,
that's
no,
where I want to go and that's,
no,
what I want to do.
Don't, yes, tag me in nothing if we not making plans.
Mm-mm.
Let's go.
Mm-mm. As long as you have it in your mental Rolodex for me and you know
you
that this
tag
is something
all day.
I want to
do. Don't tag me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tag me.
Unless you planning on us making that happen, Captain.
But
don't tag me.
No, yeah, I don't see the problem with certain things. I don't think that I would have an issue with my partner liking other females' pages. Or again, I think it plays into what Ray said as far as the type of thing that you're liking, right? So if,
right,
you're just sitting up here liking the big booty girls, I might take that a certain kind of way because I ain't got no ass. So I might
feel
slightly,
yeah,
offended.
That's,
like, okay,
yeah,
the first couple, okay, cool, yeah, she's pretty, but if everything that you like is a big booty bitch,
you know,
I might start
yeah,
to take that a certain type of way because again, I am very so much not big booty friendly. I do not have a big butt. I'm very much so the top heavy person.
All booties matter.
They do. Little booties matter as well. So I think that I would start to look like, okay, babe, like, I get it. But can you not like so many asses? Please and thank you. You know what I'm saying? Please and thank you. But just like regular pictures, I think what would probably be something that will start to irritate me or make me be like, nigga, are you dead ass? Is commenting. I feel like it's a big difference between just liking something, because you can like things all day long. Correct. First of all, it's human nature to see something you like. It's attractive, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to comment on it. And if you do feel this, you have to comment.
Especially not on splish splashes and tongues. And like some of that
be
shit, you know.
Appropriate with what you're commenting. But better yet, if you are concerned or confused about what's appropriate, motherfucker, don't do it. Just don't.
Because if you got to think about it, would she be mad if somebody saw this?
Correct.
And more so, don't like, comment. Even if I don't see it, you nigga, other my mama might see it, my sister might see it, and they trust
then
and
I
fucking believe.
Now
I gotta
get a text.
Correct.
Like, did you know this nigga was over here?
That part.
Okay, let me call you back. You know
that part.
So
don't
I think it's
do
just,
that.
And I think the key thing to remember that I feel like is just a big difference between men and women and as a whole is just to do unto others as you want done unto you. So if you knew you wouldn't like it, nigga, don't play.
Correct.
If you don't like it, chances are I don't like the shit either. So let's have that mutual respect and understanding for one another.
Yeah, let's have
don't
one of your niggas
try.
Screenshot my comment on a gray sweatpants.
You know what I'm saying?
Post, you know what I'm saying? Nigga glistening and shit
and
on some thirst
like
trap
it.
Shit, and I'm just sending tongues and again splish splashes
eyes
and
yeah. Tell me
you
want
to
like
see your girl,
especially if you know your eggplant ain't eggplanting.
Is this okay? What's it doing?
It might be shrimping or egg rolling,
mini cucumbering.
It could be a little lip
pickle
tickler.
Tickling.
A little lip tickling.
It's on his tickle.
So I think it just ultimately comes down to, like you said, Ray, it's communication, it's understanding, and it's compromise in whichever way that compromise looks for your relationship, because compromises for other relationships ain't going to be the compromise for yours.
Yeah, well,
so it just comes
shit.
Down to what works for you
stop
and your
stop fucking
partner.
Comparing yourself to everybody else. Like, stop
but
comparing
women,
your relationship to everyone else's.
Oh, and, yeah, because you know people, you know everybody ain't happy
like that,
right? Social
media, the expectations of such.
Y'all
like,
know couple goals should not be the couple that you see post all the cute stuff on social media, because chances are that ain't them in real life.
Like, you got to realize.
Everybody can
like,
take angles and take a cute picture.
That shit's for
show.
Correct. That's not to say that people aren't genuinely happy sometimes.
They
and
are occasionally.
Whatever, but like, yeah, you can't model yours
nobody lives
off of somebody
happily
else's.
Like that, and exactly. You don't even know them people.
Who?
You don't even know them.
Who out here really want everybody to see all the bad shit? Like, the everything. Whole goal is for you to look great. Like, not to be yourself.
But just to piggyback off of what you said, don't you want something that's just yours? Like, you can post whatever
clearly
you want to post.
Clearly not. People wouldn't be sharing so much,
just
but that's another
want,
that's another
you know,
spill for another day.
I think something is to be said for just having something that is solely yours, something that you can grow and develop in and just mature in. And it doesn't have to be for everybody. And I've always been a person, I am more active. I didn't take a hiatus like Ray did. I have never taken a hiatus. However, I'm more active now as far as posting, because we have to promote ourselves for this wonderful podcast you guys are listening to. But I was very much the looker. I just like to look. I like to scroll through things and see different things. Mm-hmm. But I would post occasionally. Don't get me wrong. I would post. But a lot of my page, I just looked at my Instagram the other day. It's more so a lot of it is like memes and quotes and things like that, as and less of like me picture wise.
Right.
So that was always my thing with my social media. But I have tried to be more active as far as like pictures and things like that, because we do have something that we're trying to do here. We're trying to expand and grow. So it comes with the territory. But couple wise.
But I love seeing y'all shit though. Like,
it's cute. When y'all be all dressed
to
match
watching
and
y'all.
Got the kids.
I do.
It's
like,
very
oh, it's
pretty.
Cute if that's what you like. Like, it's cute for y'all. It is.
I love
like
that
I like seeing y'all little TikTok
you.
Videos. Y'all be dancing and like, you know, doing the whole thing.
And
it's
I can see
it's
that occasionally. I can see that occasionally. But would I want to do that all of the time?
I mean, if it was your job. Like,
if it's a job.
And you were doing it with your boo, that could be wonderful.
But see, my thing is, I don't want to work with my. I have worked with booze. I have worked with booze. That's how we met. That's how we got together.
Multiple and plural.
My last two relationships started out from work. And
I guess y'all see why she's still single. It's her job.
Yeah, because my job is for Donnie. Yeah. She can't. Mm-hmm. There's
nothing there. Nothing there. I guess we just figured that out. But, when you get a new job, you're going to get a new boo.
No, that's not where my heart is right now, guys. But with that being said, I have had the whole work thing. You've had a work situation.
I haven't had a work boo. I can't.
Situation. No. But I've had a work thing. Friend. I had a work thing.
I had a work friend.
And because we were able to do different things work-wise.
Right.
We didn't spend a lot of time together because we were in different departments, different capacities. So that really didn't so much interfere. But my point in saying that was, it's like, do you really want to work with, go home with, talk to all throughout the day? And I'm not knocking anybody who does this. Let me start that. I'm not knocking who does that. I'm not. I promise you guys, I'm not. I probably should have started that in a different way.
Ew.
I probably should have started that in a different way. But what I'm saying is, sometimes I think it could be, for me, okay, for me, it would be a lot because I got to word this right. I started it off all wrong, y'all.
I cannot wait to talk. For
me, it could be a bit much because I feel like if we work together, we go home together, our everything is together. When do we have our individual time? And when can I tell you about my day? Like, babe, how's your day?
I was going to say, when bitch, you get know your shower day, or the tub, but we're going to be there together.
Well, babe, how was your day? Oh, babe, you know my day because I was right in your face right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that could be a bit much for me, but I love it for everybody else who loves it.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's crazy because I ain't down. But like, that's like some of my favorite shit to see.
I love it for other people.
Like, it's cute. I love that. And it's because to me, it just looks like friendship, right? And that's what we all want at the end of the day. Of course. Like, we want to be able to roll over and like, that's my dog. Like, you my nigga. Like, mm-hmm. That's what's up. Like, we fucking cool. And when you see stuff like that, that's what it looks like, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, they happy. Damn, they get along.
They enjoy each other.
Like, they enjoy each other's company. Like, they're not tired of each other. No, that's not to say that. You can very well be tired of somebody, but still make good content, still have good times and have fun and, like, you know, be living. Like, and that's why I love seeing it. So y'all keep that shit up. I'm just saying, don't fucking expect it from me. And if there comes a day that y'all see my motherfucking ass in a couple page, it better be a couple niggas.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Did she say it? She did. Is she kidding? She's not. She's not. But okay.
But no, I don't want to do. Yeah, I'm not going to say never. Never say never,
no,
right?
Never say never.
If I
never
find
know.
Myself in a relationship, like a serious, committed relationship, with a person that I'm just focusing on, this one person, they're focusing on me.
Oh my God.
Now don't get it twisted. I'm not just fluid and loose and out there. I just don't do relationships. So don't get all fucked up and y'all shit talking about she just be fucking niggas when I say
no, she's not. She doesn't give
when
off
I say
she doesn't give off
unless hope. That page is with a couple niggas. It's not that. It's just that I, and we'll talk about this and dive deeper, but I have a specific outlook on romantic relationships when it comes to your expectations and being with one person.
Right.
I feel like it's limiting for the both of you sometimes because you're like, well, I want you to be my everything, my this friend, I want you to be enjoying these things with me and I want to enjoy those things with you, and it's not always taking into account their love language and just you know, just how they are as a person separate from you. And so I feel like it makes sense when you don't put all that on another person,
all those
expectations. And no one puts it on you. Now it works for many people and it's good, and some people need those type of expectations and limits. But for me,
she ain't
I just haven't found a person that I felt like, yeah, let me put this on you. And I don't mean your happiness. I just mean the things that make you happy. So I don't know if y'all heard me, but I don't mean your happiness, but the things that make you happy. It's not the same thing.
It's a total difference.
So anyway, a little off, but that's the point. Like,
but yeah, we are not knocking anybody who does these things.
No, because we love
We're just speaking
that shit.
From our personal preferences. Now, with that being said, there's this thing people always say, the downfall of a person's relationship was social media. Social media was the downfall, especially the ones that you see pretty heavy on social media. They tend to blame social media in one way or another. It could be the liking and the disrespect that way, or just whatever the case may be. Sometimes one person's more private than the other, but because I'm with you and this is what you like to do, I rocked with it. So do you think that social media could actually play a part in the downfall
hell of fucking yeah, depending on who the I mean,
didn't even finish my question.
I'm sorry, let go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so do you think it could play a part in the downfall of a relationship? Go.
Okay, so you were done? Okay, cool. Yes, absolutely, yes. If you allow it to.
Right.
And that's not like, oh, you know, you weak because you allow social media to come between. That shit's fucking hard. I can't speak from that much experience.
Right.
But I know the world we live in. I know what's out there. I can't imagine what it would be like 67 years ago if your grandpa's old hoe was right in his face at the drop of, which actually it is not, well, yeah, 67 years ago, but I'm pretty sure my grandpa is friends with some bitches he bent back.
At bingo. Sent up here at bingo.
Years ago, because he is on Facebook. Got right?
The wife,
so
and the
he
side
might
piece.
Have an old side piece on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually do live in those times.
Yeah.
But still, it's hard to have something of your own, like we spoke about before. When it feels like everybody's in your shit, good, bad, ugly, all of it, and they got so much to say, everybody's trying to tell you what you should and shouldn't do in your relationship, it's hard. And you, even because just because we're human, you're going to compare yourself naturally. That's just what, that's what you do. And that's why we have to constantly work on that and self-love and all of those things, because it's easy to get caught up in everybody else. Right. And then in that, you lose sight of what you have. What you have, whether social media sees you or not, what you and your guy or you and your girl got going on behind closed doors when the cameras aren't on, you know, what's that relationship like? Y'all real? Y'all trust each other? Y'all love each other? Y'all care about each other? Because that's all that matters. Who gives a shit what you show people and how much you let them in if you got what you got and that's right for you? So.
Yeah, I think it just taps into a whole new world, because you already have the people you do know.
Right.
That are going to have comments, critiques, and feedback about your relationship. Then you open that up to the world, and they think they know you because of what you've shown. Don't really know you, but they think they know you, so they think that they could tell you what's best or what you should and shouldn't do. So I definitely think it takes a strong-minded individuals and then a strong-minded couple to be able to endure all the hits that will come with putting your relationship on blast. And that's whether it be the social media, like TikTok, Instagram, you got YouTube couple pages, you know, YouTube couple channels and things like that. And I think probably YouTube probably takes the cake with the couple thing, and the way I've kind of seen couples that I like downfall. But I just think it takes you to be strong and to know your goal. What are we doing this for?
Right.
And to always try and stay true to it. You're going to bicker. You're going to beef with each other. I mean, it's just natural. But I think at the end of the day, if you can hold steady to what you started doing it for to begin with.
Right.
I don't think that it can come between you and break you. Unless you allow it to come in between you and break you. So, and it's not to say that people, you know, that have come and gone or whatever are weak. We're not saying that. I just think that it takes a certain level to be able to tune out all the outside noise. And that's not even a level that I can say for sure I would be able to do. It's that it's a lot of outside noise that comes along with relationships, again, on a regular basis. So let alone when that outside noise is magnified by the world. You know what I mean? So I'm not even saying that I would be able to endure all the backlash or all the comments. And of course you're gonna have those who love you, but sometimes that hate outweighs the love. And it's just a lot of things that come with it, because I look at certain things, different pages or videos, and I'm like, you know, when people go live or just things in general, and I always say, why do people feel the need to comment negatively? Like, if you don't like it,
Why are you here?
Don't watch it. You can scroll. You have the option to scroll. You have the option to bypass it. Like, if you don't like it that much, why are you there? You don't have to say anything negative or derogatory to a person because you don't like what they're doing. Because nobody told you to stop and sit there and watch it. So it's just like, that's one of the things that just drives me crazy. I just, it makes me so mad when I'm like on someone's live or,
and you see somebody there talking shit, everybody trying to be lit, and you just over here fucking up the vibe.
And then as soon as the creator hits you back, it's like, oh, you're rude. You got an attitude. You ignore them. it's human nature. How much can you right. ignore with someone just sitting in your face basically talking shit and you just
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it definitely would take a certain type of individual and know your end game, know where you want to stop with this to be able to do it for yeah. a long period of time and sustain your mental health, your health as a couple, mm-hmm. everything. Because I guarantee negativity takes a toll on people.
It does.
If you feel like you have the whole world against you or hating you, they don't even know you.
People come up with theories. All exactly. You got a whole different life you ain't so, even know about.
I can see how social media platforms can absolutely destroy
yeah, for sure.
a person's happy home or what you mm-hmm. claim was a happy home or whatever the case may be.
I can too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure.
Now, if you did Let's get into, it sucks. If you did get into a relationship.
Me, oh shit.
So let's start with that one. If you got into a relationship, let's start there.
No, thank you.
And, no. And your partner was like, babe, you know, this goddess gang thing is taking off.
gang.
We should capitalize on that. And we need to do a little side something.
Boy, by mush. Like, I will mush your ass. If you don't get your ass out of my face, I finally got something, nigga. No. Back your, no. Let me have this.
Something and you want to like, take it away from
because
me.
Because you just got here. Because obviously I ain't in no relationship. Nigga, you just showed. You better pipe down.
Oh,
you are
God.
Doing too much.
Okay, so what if y'all been together for a year?
Sorry.
She's so damn
talking
rude.
Crazy.
No. But what if you guys are together for about 3-4 years?
Oh my God, that's so long. Okay.
First of all, she can't even see past.
I think I... Anyway,
and he was to say
it just has to be a special person. Anyway, if he was like, yeah, I feel like I still want to mush you, dog. Like, I feel like, why are you coming at me like
why are you even talking to me like,
why
this?
Are you talking to me like this? It's so disrespectful. How could you fix your mouth to say we like we speak in French? If you're not French, we
ain't doing shit.
Correct. No, I'm just kidding, babe. In the future, babe, love you. Whomever you are,
in the future, wherever babe, you prepare are, to be mushed when you ask
your face
this
will
question.
Get mushed if you try to get up on game. Like, I will invite you to a page. Mm-hmm. But don't invite me to have a couple's page. Don't do that.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
How you could put out the invite, but can't nobody
I'll
invite
tell you?
You.
The difference.
Do tell.
I'll let Janet tell you. Control.
Oh my God.
You knew that.
The you levels of can't stand. Y'all don't even understand.
Oh,
right
shit.
Now.
You lucky I didn't have a costume and shit.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to learn that that's going to anyway. Be her damn near end all be all is who is going to run shit and who is going to control
No, I'm
going to
be healthy, guys. I'm going to be healthy when I get in a relationship. So you can't be controlling and we'll talk about all this stuff. But I will be healthy. I promise. That's, you know, why I stay single. So I could be selfish or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about y'all motherfuckers on social media with your boobays. Now, yeah. I done shared a few couples. I share a lot of couple stuff on my pages because they'd be funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, I love, guys. Not afraid or ashamed of it or anything like that.
Because most people would be like, just from listening thus far, they would be like, this bitch, somebody done hurt this girl to her core. Who did it and where can we sign her up?
I'm just setting my ways.
That's what
but
it
and
is,
I'm comfortable
y'all.
And I'm happy and I like to explore all that stuff. But mm-hmm. I just there hasn't been a special enough person to change. There just hasn't been a special enough person to change that for me. And it's not that you guys weren't special or like that none of you were special. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's an asshole. She's so rude. It wasn't supposed to be that funny.
And in the other news.
It wasn't supposed to be that funny. Not that y'all weren't special. People, you know who you are. yeah. When it's right, it'll be right. Simple
right.
as that. So... but
I
yeah.
definitely don't think it's something
Keep
you can anticipate or plan.
On socials with your couple boobays. I want to yeah. see. Matter of fact, send us some of y'all couple shit, and let us see some of y'all couple shit.
What we gonna do with it?
watch it.
Okay, yeah, send us your
I just
shit.
Said we love to see it. What we the do. Fuck?
No, because I do. I follow just a lot. Said
we
I
love
do.
To watch it.
I love.
She said, what we gonna
so
do
cute.
With that?
And I just be like, you know how everybody's famous words. If mine ain't coming for me like this, or if mine ain't doing like this,
I'd be like, ooh,
okay, this is my favorite thing. This is what I've come to, girl. Y'all are gonna judge me so bad. I don't even know if I should say this.
You should.
All right.
What she about to say?
This is something that I have found myself doing a lot lately, and when I tell you, I cry. Every single
oh,
time.
Oh, God. Don't tell us. Don't. Okay. We did.
The
oh,
thing
God.
That I have come to really, really love right now.
And it makes you cry.
It does. It's so sweet.
I don't want to know. Can I leave the room? Damn, I wish we had somebody here to take.
You guys know, y'all know on TikTok, they always show like the bride and grooms, the bride getting ready to walk down the aisle. And they play that song. I think his name is Damar Jackson. I think is his name. And the song is called Still Believe or I Believe or something. And so they're playing it and they show the groom. Okay, they're showing the groom. And as his bride is coming down the aisle, these men are breaking out into the biggest tear. They are crying. So you
they're
okay
crying.
Guys, you have to hear the song being played and watch the groom's reaction
yet.
Because I've always said, for me, because my first wedding, I was like 18, it didn't really count as a wedding. It was like the Vegas chapel thing, you know. It didn't
it was
really
a
count.
Wedding
it was a wedding, but it wasn't like a big or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? But I've always said, I have always said that for me, that is the biggest moment, is when your groom sees you, his reaction. You know, like in 27 Dresses when
yeah,
Catherine is like,
that shit is so fucking
yeah, that
cute.
Is my thing. I agree with Catherine. That's my thing. So lately it's been all over. Oh, I can't believe Lord. You haven't seen it on TikTok.
I have not.
And the song begins to play. And sometimes the man is not facing and she walks down the aisle to him and taps him, and then he turns around and he just Ooh. Breaks down. Or sometimes
one.
He's already watching her and he's already, you could tell in his emotions and feelings and stuff.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna have to watch
hits,
these. I'm gonna have to
when
watch.
When she hits that walkway, the reaction is so precious. Y'all, I be in here
fear.
At 11, 12 o'clock.
All that fear.
Look
he's
at this
so
bitch.
Fucking
she done
scared. Oh, my
now
God. What is he thinking?
Sweetness.
He can't just run away. Now everybody's watching. We got a videographer. The friends are here. The family's here. They got flued out. And what am I doing? I don't even want to be with
her. How she loves
she
love
that freaky. She didn't even
she
want me to do that. Like, I don't even know if I want to be with
experience. Like...
I'm just kidding.
But
he's
it is
happy.
Precious. It is
I'm
the
sure
most
it
precious.
It sounds adorable, honestly.
Thing.
It sounds adorable.
Girl, I'll be laid up in here, be 10, 11 o'clock, whatever I time I'll be on TikTok, and I'll be like, it's so sweet. That's all I want. That'd oh, be my, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You got to see it. I'm going
to
show you some
I,
of the
I have
I
to
mean,
watch
because
now.
It
I
is
have to see
so
it.
Precious.
All them,
y'all
that's crazy.
Comment
all them niggas
and
got
let us
allergies.
Know.
That's crazy, right?
I hate her.
Autumn. It's, you wouldn't think that many people have allergies, but then again, you know. The environment is a little toxic.
Seasons change.
Autumn allergies amongst the men.
Anyway, y'all.
Anyway, like we said, love seeing y'all on social media. Like, send us y'all little couple shit. What y'all be doing? I think we're going to wrap this episode up. Close us out with what we got coming up.
So, what are we going to do next? We had a couple different ideas. One of the ideas was, are you the reason, season, or forever?
And we were referring that to in a romantic relationship.
Romantic relationship. Romantic are relationship. You just okay. You know, everybody plays a role in your life. Were they there for a reason to teach you some things? Were they there for a season, a cuddle buddy? Or... are you gonna be that person that's forever?
Or and are you, just you and ready? Are you okay with that? Or do you even
damn
plan
it?
To
I ain't
be?
Okay with being nobody's fucking season or reason. You're not using me to get to the next bitch and all the work I didn't put in. She receives the benefits.
Save some.
From.
Say okay. So pause. Save. Some.
She got me on a fucking road. Like no.
Save some for the Ooh, next y'all. Episode. Clearly.
So I guess we could do that one next.
Yeah, I guess we will do that. There will be no question in that. Wowzers. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. And hit us up on our socials, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at The Goddess Babes. Email us at rayandq@thegoddessbabes.com. Whatever you sip.
Whenever you sip.
Wherever you sip. Sip with us. The Goddess Babes.
Bye.
Keep it wet.